98.3 WISS. Real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over an executive order affecting voting. The order would create voter eligibility lists and restrict mail-in ballots for people not included. The White House says the move is meant to prevent non-citizens from voting. Attorney General Josh Call says such cases are rare and current systems ensure election integrity. Call joined 22 other attorneys general and a governor in asking a court to block the policy, arguing that election authority belongs to the states. Governor Tony Evers is reopening the door for inmates to seek sentence reductions for the first time in a quarter century. He signed executive orders to set up a commutation advisory board with eligibility focused on rehabilitation and good behavior. People convicted of sexual assault or trafficking a child won't qualify, though some serving time for homicide could. Evers says lawmakers need to get serious about criminal justice reform to cut prison costs and overcrowding. Put your phone down. That's the warning from Wisconsin State Patrol as construction season picks up. The agency's April Law of the Month highlights safety in work zones and emergency areas. Drivers can be fined for using a handheld phone, and double penalties apply when crews are working. State Patrol leaders say one quick look at a phone can be all it takes for a life-changing crash. Gas and electric bills in Wisconsin are set to rise in 2027. Madison Gas and Electric says electric bills will increase by about $5 a month, with gas bills rising around $1.50. Company officials say the increases are needed to invest in renewable energy and ensure reliable service. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Boston, where the Milwaukee Brewers open a three-game series tonight at Fenway against the Red Sox. The Brewers coming off an 8-5 win over the Royals Sunday. The crew is scoring more runs with two outs than any other team in the major leagues. Are they relentless? Pat Murphy.
That's exactly what it is. It's relentless. These guys know that two outs means you're two-thirds done with the inning. That's it. That third is a lot. There's a lot left. You know, two outs proved to be a big part of every game.
NBA, Milwaukee with a 131-115 win over the Grizzlies. Meanwhile, the NBA continues to investigate why the Bucks won't allow Giannis to play. Doc Rivers.
The tough part about all this is I'm in the middle and I have nothing to do with it. Coaches don't decide any of this. But the problem with our league is the coaches are the ones sitting out front and we have to sit here and answer this stuff.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a little light snow possible this afternoon. We'll get around or less than an inch by the time it winds down early this evening. Our high today, 40 around noon, but then temperatures will drop later today. Tonight down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.